You're listening to SBS News.
As the New South Wales Liberals reel from the shock of Gladys Berejiklian's dramatic resignation, there appears to be no shortage of colleagues ready to put their hands up to replace her. Planning Minister Rob Stokes is the first formally to declare his hand publicly, saying he has what it takes to become the state's 46th Premier.
I'm determined, I'm focused, I've got a lot of experience. Obviously, these are incredibly challenging times, but I believe that I have the qualities necessary to ensure that we can provide strong government into the future.
Gladys Berejiklian stepped down after the Independent Commission Against Corruption announced it was investigating her for potential breaches of public trust.
To continue as Premier would disrupt the state government during a time when our entire attention should be focused on the challenges confronting New South Wales. I do not want to be a distraction from what should be the focus of the state government during this pandemic, which is the well-being of our citizens. It always has been and always will be.
She will not only quit as Premier, but will leave Parliament altogether, with a by-election to be held in her northern Sydney suburban seat of Willoughby. Treasurer Dominique Perrottet is widely considered to be the front-runner to replace her, but he's also seen as a party hardliner, with more moderate Liberals keen to ensure there are viable alternatives for the leadership. Jobs Minister Stuart Ayres and Transport Minister Andrew Constance have also been touted as candidates. Opposition Leader Chris Minns says the New South Wales Liberals need to resolve the leadership issue quickly and get back to the business of governing.
There are important decisions that need to be made and messages that need to be communicated to the millions of people that live in New South Wales. And I'm particularly worried about the public health system. So leadership is required, and I urge the New South Wales Liberal Party, political leaders across the spectrum, we need to, notwithstanding the incredible events of the last 24 hours, focus on what's important, and they're the people of Western Sydney and southwestern Sydney.
Highest on the agenda of the incoming Premier will be the COVID-19 pandemic. If elected, Rob Stokes says he won't be changing the government's strategy.
Gladys Berejiklian has provided an extraordinary example of leadership and of stability, and it would be my intention to continue in the footsteps that she has laid out, particularly in relation to the opening up. That's been done by agreement. It's also a bipartisan strategy, which has been terrific, that everyone in politics is committed to opening it up as quickly as possible, but also doing it in a way that keeps the community safe. I would continue in that pathway.
Chris Minns doesn't believe the roadmap out of lockdown will be altered in any leadership change, but he has warned the bipartisan support could be under threat if it veers off radically.
The three, potentially four contenders have all been in the crisis cabinet. I wouldn't expect radical changes from the roadmap that the Premier has laid out over the last 15 weeks. We've broadly been supportive of the Doherty Institute modelling and having a progressive opening from 70% vaccinations to 80%. But, you know, I would say if there's a radical departure from the current Premier of New South Wales's plan, New South Wales Labor will have a lot to say about that.
While Dominique Perrottet admits he is discussing the leadership with colleagues, his focus is on getting the state back from the economic blow of lockdown.
Well, you know, we work very closely with the Premier in relation to that recovery package, and I think it's in its final throes, and we're putting it together. It's pretty much finished, so and we'll release it in October. But I think what it's focused on is really stimulating the economy through summer, and we know it's going to be bright.
Whoever does take control will need to hit the ground running, balancing an expected surge in COVID-19 cases and a stretched health system with a firm focus on the path out of lockdown. Gareth Borum, SBS News.